is now.
Capital 263.
Hey, what's up, what's up? What was that? What up, how are you doing?
Doing good.
We are fine.
We're good. Your skills are now fine.
Oh, serious, how fine are you guys?
Very fine.
I'm trying to figure, like, can I hear Archie or not? I'm trying to figure out.
You're not sure?
Yes, but I think you guys can all hear Archie.
Yeah,
right?
I can hear him.
So today we...
You didn't touch it good.
So yeah. There's this, like, you know, when things start getting old, there's this microphone cable, headphone cable, that needs to be touched, right, for someone to hear things nicely. And one of the guys who's listening with us today is a guest.
Hello.
Yes.
Am I supposed to introduce myself?
Yeah.
That's a weird cue, bro. I'm Maniac. I am a writer, lyric poet, and gardener.
Hey, that means he's jobless and he's working at home.
No, I actually have a really dope job at the moment, but I feel like not talking about it because I hate it. But yeah, I'm not jobless. I have so many jobs at the moment. Like, I actually had to make time to come back.
You know, the only type of people who should have a lot of jobs. Okay, that's really dirty minded.
You should have what?
Jobs. I messed up. Oh, but welcome to Maniac, man. This is my guy. He's doing some really cool stuff. And he's wearing, like, what do you call it? Is it a bandana or a duku that looks like a bandana? It's really cool. Whatever it is.
It's a duku, to be honest. I took it from my sister in Jari. You know what I mean? The first time that I got locks, they were actually twists. So she was like, you know, it's not the coolest thing to go and get a bandana. Because they're so common, like the basic colors. It's like, okay, fine, this still
works. So you decided to take a duku.
It's not even my sister's. It's my aunt. So my sister took it from my aunt. I took it from my sister. So it's now, like, you know, it passed down.
You're making something so weird sound so cool.
Yeah, Black Panther, Evans going like African Prince. I mean, Archie, how are you doing? It's been a while.
I'm all right, bro. It's been a while since you had a good episode. So I'm here.
This is like your punchline all the time, isn't it?
Boom. Yes.
How annoying.
But material, you know, equipment, yeah,
guys.
I think we need to talk to the guys from Sazenda. Mambo, tipo, my insecurity, how do you do that?
What the?
Yeah, you come here, Marika, by show.
Oh, yes. That.
Yeah, I mean,
bro, I got to have my equipment.
I'm sure.
We thought our listeners, you know, were nice. They just do it without us asking.
Well, you have to look for a plug, first of all. Like, someone's going to bring the material because it's really expensive in Zim. Like, yeah,
we know that.
Yeah, so I got the plug.
Oh, that was the point of this.
Skittles, what's good with you, bro?
I'm good.
You're complaining about your teeth recently.
I have a toothache. Tell me about a serious one. It's so bad. Yesterday I couldn't sleep until like one-ish. Until Friday.
This is how you can take Skittles in the middle of the night if you have to show like the show synopsis. You know that she's up. Or you can just check out on Twitter. Talking to like strangers who are also insomniacs. It's sad. Huh?
Ouch. Really? I don't go past 10 though on Twitter.
Skittles don't lie.
It's true. Bro,
Skittles are don't lie.
I feel like we should go to the timeline. You know,
she
knows you are right.
All right, now just let's get into do we have any other pre-show things we want to talk about besides Archie flood? Okay.
Flooding my apartment.
What happened? Yeah?
Shame.
I went out yesterday, came back. We haven't had water in weeks. It comes in tiny bits and pieces. I don't know if water can come in tiny bits and pieces.
But like, it is.
So when I got back, I was drunk, of course. And then water was coming out. And I was like, okay. So let me open a tub, get some water. And then I'll close it when the tub is filled up. And then tomorrow morning, I'll then move it into the buckets.
What time was this?
I think it was around 1.
Oh, God.
So actually, last night I called Archie.
What are you flooding?
Last night I called Archie. And I was trying to, like, I don't know what I was trying to get from Archie. And and your tears. So do you know, actually, like, I've got my other nigga hit me up, like, now where you at? I'm like, da-da-da-da-da, home, GGG. Next moment, I call Archie. Archie's like, I'm with Tez. And there was this noise in the background.
And then my phone died.
And then his phone died. I was trying to call him, and then his phone died. And this is exactly what happens. But I hope he had a great time, though.
Oh, bro, it was crazy.
Which Tez is this?
Tez.
Tez, it's all guy.
Okay.
He's got a great graphic media company. Called Voodoo.
Yes.
They're doing some crazy shit.
No, you should actually check out Voodoo. I'm actually going to plug that in, then you can check it out. What else? These guys had some crazy
I did not get paid to say that.
These guys are crazy. all they were bragging about in the morning in the group chat was like Sadza Rangarichinaka
Nezuru. Bruh?
Yeah.
It was like Sadza and chicken.
Describe that Sadza like it's a girl.
I don't think he wants to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's chicken, is it a thigh or breast portion? I don't know.
Woo!
Hit.
Bruh. It was the whole body. Mm, all saucy. Hey, bruh. Anyway,
let's start the show, yeah?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Skittles is jealous because she can't be described like a salad even.
This is you saying this to me. Okay, it's fine.
Oh, what you gonna do? What you gonna do?
All right, besides it's
Skittles,
okay.
Uri Thousand Island.
And this, apparently I'm nothing.
Cider.
All right. Uri Kovu, all right.
So these guys are talking about the new Winky album. Kombuge. What the hell does it even mean anyway?
Hanzi, some Shona Madzi Tate Guru, or the people who speak to the ancestors to find out what you guys are doing wrong or something to fix shit.
So that is Shikiro though.
But the few tracks that I heard have nothing to do with that.
Yeah. I don't know, Gombwere dance song. There's a song where he says that.
Ooh.
No, okay. Personally, I feel like the album is fine. You know, I mean, I heard it twice in Kombi, and I've been literally looking for it. I really don't want to pirate it, but you know, if I can't find like an actual copy real soon, then probably. Yeah.
Stop being nice. I'm sure if you check your WhatsApp, not your WhatsApp. If you go into your music, you may find a couple of the songs. Can I remember my group?
Yeah, it's true.
Unfortunately, I don't do that. I'm not in any group.
You are not in what?
It's on my broadcast list. That's what.
Bruh, I once woke up with a whole new Ja album and I had no idea which group it had come from.
Speaking of illegal things, right? 54 VID officers have been fired for corruption, according to the transport minister. Officers from Eastley, Belvedere, Chitumbuza, Nyamapanda, Chinwe, Marundera, Victor Square, Chirundu, Mutare, Kaduma, Chirezi, depots. So if you've got a license anywhere from there, don't celebrate that.
54 JT.
Hold on. The 199 licenses they corruptly issued have been cancelled.
How did they find out?
Is it just 199?
Because it's been happening for years.
It could be
199
in a week.
Bruh. Exactly.
It could be 199,000.
My question is, like, do you think that it's fair for the people to have those licenses?
Yes,
canceled?
Why do they pay?
Okay, fine. How do they know that this person paid and this person did not pay?
I know when I got my license,
I didn't pay. But I could have paid, but I didn't pay.
Yes, but you see, you've got your receipt that you paid for. And if you had, like, as in your normal money, I don't mean the bribe.
Because they wanted the license.
Who's more at fault? The fact that you've got people who are asking for the bribe, or the fact that it seems like there is no other way but to bribe?
To be honest,
I don't drive. First of all, I don't drive. I don't ride anything. Oh okay. Not.
This was going down so bad.
I don't drive, so I really don't know. But I have friends who have taken licenses, and I feel like it is now the norm. Like, we can't be like, why do the people issue out licenses after the bribe? Like, dude, I was talking to
my mom. Money.
My mom got her license in the 2000s. She bribed the guy.
Yep. So did mine.
Yeah, so, yeah. Like nowadays, everybody got a bribe, but
I didn't bribe. Although it did take me like a lot of tries.
You see, that's what people avoid.
With the way you used to drive, I can understand.
Get
how you failed
of
a couple
I
of times.
Well,
it was nothing to do with the bribe or anything.
Tip it up. But anyway, like, so I don't know. I don't know what to think of that. And okay, ZFM. ZFM.
Black
Panther. So people are really tight about this. I don't know, Maniac, you want to talk about the whole situation, how it happened?
I really want to hear Maniac because he looks really pissed.
Okay, Maniac, tell us what ZFM did.
Okay, first of all, I'm going to say, at the office, right, we were so excited. 16, premiere, everyone was going, like about 20 guys were going to go.
Mm-hmm.
But then I get on my Twitter, I see my Twitter feed, ZFM has bought all the tickets for the 15th for a premiere of a premiere. What does that even mean?
It means we get to see before you guys.
No, but it's not even that expensive though. You know what I mean? It's not even about the money. You need to understand. It's just the fact that we were so prepared for this. Why was it done? And why is it in like Village?
Okay, just a backstory. ZFM put it up online that they're going to be selling tickets for Black Panther, right?
Yeah.
And it's going to be like on a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And the movie was supposed to come out first on a Friday. So they were the first ones to go out and say, hey, listen, guys, there was not going to be a premiere, but because we talked to Stick and Nicole, there's going to be a premiere. You guys are going to pay double. If
no, that's actually
it.
True. There was no premiere.
There was. So yeah. They're saying there was no premiere. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people got tight about it. Like, screw you guys. We're going to watch this movie for the first time, the whole country, for $6 on Friday.
They can, you know what?
And look, I think the big lie that was there is that they bought all the tickets.
That was...
So I don't know if now there were... I don't know how many tickets they bought, but... People were tight about that, and a lot of people were mad at ZFM. Now, before I... Okay, Archie, go ahead. I've got a problem with something that they did, which is not so obvious, but go.
I was just going to say, if there was no premiere, ZFM created an activation, a marketing event for people to talk about ZFM, the way people are talking about ZFM now. Why was it at Village and not Eastgate and not Westgate? Most probably a business decision. Parking is hell at Eastgate. You want to have your premiere at Eastgate, where are people going to park?
You can have so many premieres at the same time. Like, if you look at...
Not if you want an exclusive one.
Why? It's
like...
Okay, fine. Like,
because it's really, a movie people are waiting for.
I wasn't really touched about the movie per se. I didn't understand like the marketing behind why they were using Black Panther. You know what I mean? There have been so many good movies. You know what I mean?
Sidane Gurira, who we had on the show a couple of weeks ago.
I'm going to agree with Archie there. First things first, everyone, it's not just Zimwe people are going hype about Black Panther. I'm seeing Black Panther on CNN more than I've seen Star Wars.
Black Panther has been the most hyped movie so far. I know Infinity Wars is probably going to be doper, but people have spoken more about Black Panther than they spoke about Thor Ragnarok.
That was a terrible movie.
I heard it was terrible.
It wasn't as bad as the Justice League, but yeah, it wasn't.
DC's always bad, fam.
It is.
Shame. Guys, why?
But you know what?
Tell me the last DC movie that you enjoyed. Superman versus Batman.
Man of Steel, personally.
Superman?
Really? Yeah.
Day and Age. That's the only superhero that I have. The Flash, terrible series.
No.
It's a very childish series, but it's quite good.
I'm going to say this. I don't watch DC movies with mind comparing itself to Avengers. Sometimes
Marvel.
Marvel.
We have more than Avengers.
Listen, I am an all lives matter when it comes to superhero movies. Like and movies based on comic, like the comic houses and stuff. I hate watching anything or listening to music or watching a movie from the eyes of a critique. I just want to enjoy it as a fan. Because sometimes I feel like you will never enjoy anything if you always want to criticize.
Nah, it's not. Meaning.
The best thing that ever happened to DC movies was The Joker. I love The Joker.
The new one?
In terms of characters.
Yeah.
In terms of like the villain, you know what I mean? I feel like that's the best thing to ever happen to DC movies. DC
is crap because their heroes are too powerful. Which worked in the comic age in the 60s. People probably loved that shit because Superman could do anything under the sun. Now it doesn't make sense when we're trying to make movies.
Yeah. And you're trying to make Superman go versus Hulk, for example.
Technically, Superman can't go against Hulk, though, because it's like two differences on DC, one's Marvel. But then...
No. In the movies, they're actually blending characters. So, yeah. If you want to talk about comic...
Can they do that?
Spider-Man is not Marvel. Marvel, you know that, right?
Yeah.
Spider-Man is Marvel. The movies were not. They bought them. Yeah. That's why now he's coming out in the Avengers. Because it was Sony. It's Marvel. It was
Spider-Man?
X-Men and Spider-Man were owned by Sony. Were owned by Sony. So Marvel couldn't make the movies for those. But Fantastic Four. But they actually...
Fantastic Four is Marvel's own.
As in they were bought back, if not like a month ago.
I think it was like sometime last year. That's when they actually managed to buy those guys back. So that's why Spider-Man's now coming out in the Marvel universe. That's why the movies are better than Tobey Maguire.
But Tobey Maguire wasn't so bad, guys.
He wasn't so bad.
I even thought Bright was a good movie.
I watched that trailer and decided I'd never watch that.
I thought Bright was a good movie. I know Chris Charamba would disagree with me, but I thought Bright was a good movie.
I've never seen Bright.
Yeah, if you see the trailer, you'll decide not to watch it.
Listen, there's going to be a podcast called the movie.
Now we are taking
it's something. Coming. Okay, there's a podcast that's coming through, right? And it's gonna talk more about movies than we possibly can. But talking about people who probably spent their holidays watching more movies than anything and probably are going to have to start going to school again. Zimsek. All right. So
but sorry, it's certainly not Zimsek. Yeah. And Vale, Ndugendezo Black Panther.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You're not getting flowers or anything. That $12.
Who are you taking to Black Panther?
Who
I have
are you
no
taking?
Idea.
Myself. Now, it just looks like it's myself. Yeah.
Anyway, Zimsek, yes.
No, but I'm saying like, it's a legit, it's a plan. Got to take your girl to Black Panther though.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
If they watch
because
those
so many
of
girls watch those things.
Hey, bro, you got to tell
they would rather go watch 50 Shades.
Brian, I'm
a terrible movie.
Okay, tell that to a girl who loves romantic movies. It's not going to work.
50 Shades, guys, come on. I mean, I'd rather read the books, of which I hate reading.
The books are terrible.
50
as
Shades
well.
Of rubbish.
But it was rubbish
I tried the book. I could not. Like, I was like, this. I hated it. I tried the movie. I'm like, I ain't watched this.
How did they make another? This is the third one, right?
Yeah.
How did they even get to three?
They have a market for it. You're going to see it's going to be filled with ladies there, blah, blah, blah.
You know,
yada,
what
yada,
was funny
yada,
about
yada.
50 Shades, right? I feel like just from the surface level, like a lot of people want to say all the good things, but that movie objectifies sex more than anything.
Any other movie
it objectifies this
there.
Guy's desire for sexual satisfaction
sure.
through the infliction of harm. And this girl just happens to be saying, you know what? I'm
it's
gonna
okay.
be good with it. I don't be okay with
it's
it.
It's okay.
And then you've got some of the most liberalist type of people saying, that's a good movie. But
guys,
at the same time they're
guys, it doesn't make
sense.
Wow.
I,
wow. Okay.
I can't comment on that.
See?
Niggas gonna act like.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about sex. Mm. And I am talking about sex. Look, and we are going to complain that, hey, Krua, hey, what are tying it down? Most men in houses know three positions that they like.
And then
that's,
they use those three positions for the next.
But what has that got to do with this?
I mean, it's exactly the same thing as 50 Shades. I'm going to own my position. I can't.
In any my point is not saying the BDSM is nasty or whatever the case is. I'm just saying it. I get it really confused where some of the people who are big supporters of this movie and the things that are portrayed within this movie and the things that they say are supposed to support don't link.
Do you think people go that far when they're watching that movie? They don't.
They have to, though.
Guys,
they kind of don't.
Because it goes from the books. And, you know, like, I know a couple of, like, should I call them feminists? Okay.
Yeah.
I know a couple.
Wow.
I know a couple of feminists in Zim, right? They also support, like, you know, the film. And I'm like... Maybe you don't understand the movie, and the movie you're like, okay, fine, it's cool. But when it comes to the literature, because these guys are like big on literature and whatever, trying to connect it with the law and whatever, you know, I feel like, yeah, like you're saying, it's a double standard.
But guys, the world is a gray area. It's like saying feminists shouldn't get married.
No. But I
look,
get what you're saying.
The things they stand for is that men are dogs, men are trash. But they all still want to be loved at the same time.
Yeah.
They are feminists. They feel like, you know, there's all this objectification or not. They don't want it in real life. They don't mind seeing
it
in a movie.
Portrayed.
I mean, you do see the most of the men are trash movements on Twitter. As soon as they get paid up, although I have seen prolific feminists on Twitter.
Those are not true feminists. I'm just saying.
So that maybe what they're doing is not feminism. It's just bullying.
Yeah, it's bullying.
All right. Because
straight up.
Because I swear, I've seen some feminist bloggers.
Trust me, Twitter.
Once they got paid up, once they got engaged, things
bloggers,
changed.
No. There's nothing like that.
I just need to say this as a fact. Feminism has nothing to do with women. It's just empowerment, the empowerment of like both sexes. But mainly looking at
women. Apparently people didn't get that memo.
Yeah, so I think the guys that you're talking about, Juanita's, men are trash, whatever. Those are like ultra feminists. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's not really feminism because I studied that. So you know, it'll be.
Okay, let's talk about Zimsek. All right, so Zimsek, guys are writing English again. What happened? So. There happens to be investigations that show Kuti English language paper for O-level that was written last year leaked over social media.
Ugh.
And now when kids are supposed to be getting their results, the kids are going to have to write on the 16th, 2 days after Valentine's, their English paper again. And O-level results are not going to come out until that happens. Now, One joke I saw was like, "Uningo took a headmaster and talking about Chikore." Now,
oh,
shit. Everyone who wrote English paper 2 has to write again.
I feel sorry. I feel sorry for those kids. Like, but then it's unfair in the sense that, for example, Mets was also leaked and I saw the paper.
What?
I did. I did. You know, these groups.
Guys, I did not see it. Zach, you can get here.
Same, yeah. I didn't see the paper.
I saw the paper and I'm not writing O level.
I don't even like math.
I don't write all. Like, I'm way past that. But then, now, if we are going to say, okay, fine, English, what are we doing? And then at the same time, how many papers have been leaked all this while? So many.
I think the problem was it leaked and it was passed a bit too much. That's what my cab driver told me on the way here because I didn't know the story. So I used him to actually get information before I came. And it's like, and for me, it's like, if it leaked over social media, why didn't I see it? Did you see it?
No, I didn't see it.
I didn't see that.
We clearly aren't writing O level.
How are you going to see it?
Guys, we're not even in school anymore, but how many compositions marked by teachers do we see on social media?
Obviously, I think that's a nice thing teachers do, to be honest. Where, like, you student teachers will
social
media will then put the compositions are trash. Let's be honest. Yeah. They are. So I think it's unfair on the kids, but y'all should stop cheating too. I don't know if that's...
Wapi wa paper online. You are in O level.
It's really please. The teachers.
Yeah.
It's just the teachers. Sometimes the teachers actually give you.
Yeah, because I don't want to pass. I don't want to pass.
Sir.
Such good. KPI.
It's like bigger picture.
Yeah. Let's do this for physical science.
For STEM.
Yeah, let's do this for STEM.
No,
let's,
but I think seriously though, there's a lot to consider about kids rewriting on the 16th. I'm talking about resources of the country. I'm talking about, like, if we're going to say, for example, each school but try to rewrite, then we need to take the kids there, the teachers need to be there, and the money that's going to be needed, you know, to be pushed towards that. And we're also forgetting, Kuti, not everyone is able to afford to do this. But in fact, I'm going to say, okay, fine, you have a scholarship, you're going to learn here and whatever. And, you know, me being where I'm at right now, I understand how companies work and how they give out this money. You know what I mean? So it's not as easy to get this money.
He's telling about his job, guys.
Yeah. His cool job. That won't give us yet.
No. And also, like, you know, I know a couple of my kid brothers, because my kid brother is actually going to be rewriting next week.
Mm.
The kids are in, like, States, England, and whatever.
Oh, those are terrible.
That's actually something my cabbie said. He's like, or you've actually been moved there because the plan was write your O's, come to the States, and then we start living life.
And it seems like it's not really a credible.
Look,
my thing is now, do you know what? You can't, we then can't blame you for doing Cambridge anymore. Because if Cambridge was not leaked, why are you guys from Zimsek leaking?
Cambridge works. Cambridge is literally like, they talk about time zones, right? So if you're like in Angola, whatever, you can write the same paper
but it's different.
And it doesn't leak. All it you does have to not do leak. As Zimsek was to make sure that every kid does not see the paper. As in any time zone, as in any, you couldn't do that.
What freaking country, for God's sakes?
Like, I mean, I don't even know why it's such a hard thing to even just put the papers in certain places near the schools and ship them out the morning of the exam.
If they're able to leak such credible documents, right? I mean, we got elections. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I think we can end on that.
Plus, who's been fired? We want to know. You can't just tell us shit leak.
I think it's a big vote of no confidence for Zimsek. I don't know if anyone's got anything on this. I'm sorry for anyone's writing English. I hope you guys have been, I don't know, staying with your books or something. I don't know what.
Staying with books for
English.
What?
It's English. Can we not act like
Let's go to headset.com. I got something interesting. This would probably be a filling station. I want to hear what Archie's take on this one is.
This is Archie on Nana and the other guys. All I wanted to say is, please bring Tammy back. My Tabasa.
Oh.
All right. As seen on Twitter, this Twitter person called @_thatgogetter tweeted and said, one of my colleagues got an offer to be stationed in Liberia. Oh. Accommodation, transportation, medical insurance, and flights all to be fully covered for a monthly stipend of 8,500, I guess this is US dollars, on top of it all. She hasn't accepted because of her boyfriend, what, she's 28. So I kind of think that the boyfriend is like, nah, don't go because I want you here. And then she also said the contract is only for 6 months. And then the girl feels like the dude's about to propose. And my question is, and like, there was a lot of backlash on, ah, this guy should let the chick go, ah, blah, 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 love, money over love, da, da, da. My question to y'all, if you're this chick's best friend, what are you going to say she should do about this particular situation?
Why?
He's the best friend. Mm-hmm. She's now the plug, my G. Liberia, 8.5 grand, my God.
Liberian girl.
Guy and no. His best friend, I think the best thing is to, if she wants to do it, because definitely this is about your job versus like your relationship. So if she's more like, okay, I feel good about this dude and whatever, whatever, okay, let him propose, then you're broke, there's a family, whatever. Or you could travel for 6 months, then you come back in between. I don't spend my flights, whatever. He proposes, then you go back, you know?
Yeah. I mean, for 8.5, she like, can fly him over every week.
To propose? Every week?
Yeah. Like $8,500. The flight to Liberia won't cost you more than $500 return.
Do you think that this guy's issue is that maybe it's because the chick will be earning more?
For just actually, 6 months.
No,
huh?
Did like, you say no?
No, but I'm saying this is what I was put out on Twitter.
Because Pangomiskana and Jaron Gochka, Kuinda, because she thinks the guy is about to propose.
So, but
the guy.
About to. Can we please address that? About to. So the nigga, what if he doesn't? You cannot bet on that. Munu, you can turn around and go propose to some other girl, then you owe us here 8.5, then what?
This is not 800. Do you remember about the 800?
This is not 800. This is 8.5, for God's sakes.
Okay. I would tell love of money is
guys.
The love of money. Love of money. I'm not going to say that.
I wonder if the same conversation would be had if the guy was the one who got the 8.5 job.
I would tell him to go.
In six months,
I can hold.
Okay, fine. Let's just say as the person's spouse. Yeah, what would you say?
6 months, Munenge Matenga Imba.
Dude, like, can we please think about that?
Because
you can afford Black Panther premiere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For everybody. As an individual, you can go to Stir Kineco with your 1 month stipend and say
everybody can get in free.
Everybody get in there. Premier for everybody.
So basically, yeah, when it comes to, okay, what if it was a permanent stay? If the girl has to go for like forever and she's just got this permanent placement, you guys in a relationship here, what would you rather have? How would you rather see it? How should people go about that, those sort of relationships? But this is a real thing amongst like people our age. Some girl of yours goes outside and
it's like not to like the States.
That is not even for school. This is for an actual job, right? She goes to the States, you join Zimbabwe, or she goes to Britain or to Australia or to the UK, whatever. UK, Britain, same thing. But like, no, not same thing, but yeah, you get what I mean. Yeah. But like, she goes there. What should happen? Should you, the boyfriend in Zim, follow through where there's a higher salary there? Or you, the girlfriend, follow through where there's a higher salary there? Especially if you've already got a job here.
I think before I give a response, I just need a question. How is Zim when it comes to like citizenship, like dual citizenship?
It's now allowed.
So she can go. That's a green card, bro. You know what I mean? That's a green card. Because if it's a permanent job, we're just looking at what? 5 to 10 years. Mm-hmm. Already go within. She's then, now a permanent.
Then you can go there.
I propose we get married. Now it's like Zim, Australia, Chichi.
My question, I'll throw this to Archie, right? So Archie, mm-hmm. you work, I would think like you've got a cool job, right? Uh-huh. You've got a cool job. And right now, if from my own perspective, your career path is moving the right way. Right. Mm. And let's just say your girlfriend, if you had a girlfriend, right? She got a job opportunity in country X outside Zim. And you guys are kind of working towards a relationship where you guys are probably gonna be forever being each other. Mm. Right. Let's talk about this 8,500. Your career path goals, you're already headed in that direction. What happens now?
I think I'd let her go. I'd let her go, especially if because at the end of the day, you guys have to look at the bigger picture. Mm. How much money is coming in? How much does it do for her career as well? Because at some point, one of you can give up on one of the places. the one who's got enough money to take care of the other one, Nariro Vajchagabas. And Diano, if it means I'm moving to country X at some point, then that's it. If not, then...
So you would let her go and go into a long-distance relationship?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I would so do that. I mean, my one of the bosses where I worked last, he's from Nigeria. He's here in Zimbabwe. His wife is still out there. She's still in Nigeria. She's a chartered accountant. Like, she obviously ain't about to just step up and leave. His kids are in school, high school, starting university. But you see, when they all go into varsity, maybe they've gone outside the country. They can easily start deciding. It depends on where you are. You guys can easily plan this stuff out. I'm sad manning wana. So
basically, we're saying, say, like, especially with the Zim situation, where lots of the young people are actually going to work outside. We're looking at lots of long distance relationships, yeah?
Yeah.
Plus, guys who cheat.
And they're already there.
Guys who cheat love that type of shit.
Okay.
What about guys who don't
cheat? Why did you go left?
Like, yeah, like, why did you have to take it there?
I mean, bruh, fungane ngara kunzoku, 8.5. I mean, life, but tell me what it is, bro.
There's no way you're going to get girls through this podcast. I swear.
Yeah, apparently. No.
That's never going to happen. I saw this on the tweet just before we got into the filling station, and I thought I found it really, really scary. And I'm thinking people should be more... Where's that screen grab? People should be more responsible with their... The flip, who's my screen grab? People should be more responsible about like what
doesn't iPhone have a folder?
It does. I can't find it. I couldn't find that screen, that particular.
This is where you know good iPhone your own iPad, you know, start and then you're right the Samsung.
Okay, so from Zimbabwe Medical Association, it says some private schools demanding HIV tests before enrolling a baby. Some children born with HIV are now in primary and secondary school. What if the test is positive? What use is the information to the school? It is illegal to deny a child the right to education based on HIV status. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
However, when they were asked, and everyone started complaining, oh, private schools are messed up, da 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 da. Mm-hmm. Then they were asked, so which private schools are these? No answer.
I don't think they could actually do that because they hadn't researched, if you see what they said. They were asked, are people being denied because they are HIV positive? And they said, we don't know yet. That's why they could not come out and say, Guti, this private school. If they had researched, they probably would have taken it to paper.
The problem
That's what
is,
I saw from that.
Which parent who's got enough money to put their child in a private school is going to step up and say, my child is HIV?
HIV. No one is going to do that.
That's the only people who can snitch at this point.
So my problem is, why even put this tweet out in the first place? And put a blanket statement and say private school.
I think they were trying to scare them off.
Yeah.
Like, we know what you're doing.
We know what you're doing and we don't approve of it and we are coming after you.
I think this tweet was really irresponsible because now we've got a lot of people coming up. Private schools are like da 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 da. Private schools are like da 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 da. I'm like,
no, I think.
Chinotochki says, you know what? They may have just suggested this shit to government schools and other schools. Now, kuma mission to let go on to test this.
That's the other side of the story.
Okay, is it wrong to test kids in the first place?
Not exactly. Because, wait. If it's for medical records, because I know that they have this thing where they have to tell, like, you do sports.
Yeah.
Like a lot of sports that are just nonsense sometimes. And kids sometimes get sick because of the sports. They need to know, do you have asthma? Because I still remember they asked me when I learned about private school. They asked me, Kuti, do you have any condition that you have that we need to know? And I told them, I have asthma. And then they were like, oh, okay. If you have asthma, you can go get a letter from your doctor to excuse you from the sports. And it lasts for 3 months. I think every term I had to update it. So that's the reason why they asked. Probably. I don't know about denying
and I feel like this
situation now.
Because it only makes sense. Can I go now watching my ARV? There's a teacher who needs to know.
There's a teacher who needs to know because they can fall sick. It happens.
Yeah, that is true.
It really happens.
So, but the thing is, I just don't know if, like, I just feel like the tweet was a slightly irresponsible as far as I'm concerned. They could have given more information and background to it.
They, what they should have done, they shouldn't have tweeted it now. They should have done their investigations,
and then tweeted,
sorted out the issue, then tweet, oh, you know, there are some schools like this that are doing that.
But right. ZMA, fire whoever's doing your digital marketing.
Yeah, that's really crap. Anyway, let's talk about, there's no way I could segue into this, but yeah, filling station. No way, I failed.
You tried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just saying, like, the way I understand it, HIV is different from AIDS, right?
Mm-hmm.
AIDS is like, for example, when you're giving an example about asthma, mm-hmm. when it's now like a proper condition. Mm-hmm. HIV is just a virus. Like, it's inside your body and it's dormant. There is actually nothing. Well, not really nothing.
Not really
on.
Dormant.
Yeah. But it's not a case of you can't play sport or you can't concentrate in class. Only when it starts killing your like blood cells.
Right there.
Yeah.
Now,
and
if
for
it
kids,
starts,
it's actually really different because if they if the parents know by the time you're like primary, right, that means right, my precautions.
Manji.
Wait.
Do you know some parents don't tell their kids that they have this condition, right? And some parents don't even take their kids to hospitals because they have this condition. Do you know that? There's that.
But it's you true. Think so? You think if a parent can't tell their kid or they're not able to discuss this and they're not even able to give the medication, they're going to tell like a teacher or a school?
No,
but they won't.
If the teacher has your child tested, they may just save that child's life. By
so
taking control
saying,
of the fact that they need to be medicated. So I had a sister who passed on and she had HIV. And like I think for a few years before she passed on, we had been asking like, yo, you okay? You okay? And she always said, yeah. And then we only found out after she had passed on.
Why? Why did she always say yes?
She said she was fine. She didn't want to divulge her status,
that's
which
exactly,
was fine.
That's exactly
for me. For me, for me,
country.
It's okay. Yeah. It's okay. It's okay if she doesn't want to divulge her status. Yeah. But then she had a 9-year-old daughter who had never been on medication.
That's where the problem is.
No, but this is what I'm saying.
And she got really sick and it became some, and she just, you know, she passed on.
That's what I'm saying. Like, are you like, no more than 10 to 15 minutes ago, we're having a conversation about teachers, whatever information, and you want to give information, that kind of information to these people.
I would trust a private school though.
Yeah, I would trust a private school.
And with good reason, because let's look at some of the systems that are being used in private schools. You may think they're a little
exclusion,
right?
But they are actually good.
But at the best door, I was at a mission. So our mission was actually open.
I've been at in both systems. Bro. Mm. I do not trust any one of them, especially with my medical whatever. Nah, bro. Like I would not tell a teacher. Like use the term need to tell them about the HIV status. With
you don't need to, but no, then.
Do you know what I think? I understand where Maniac is coming from. What I think should be the case is if as a parent you know, then you need to if you feel like there's special care that needs to be done for your daughter, then do it. Like kungotichi, kanojizo you'll have to take medication, often ones in a 2. Just do that. Because these are kids, they forget they have fun.
Yeah, because I'm trying to think like what happens when your kid
gets
injured, like in the sense of like blood cuts and maybe it's at a school fight. So, and I don't mean like, you know, this is like maybe like a worst case scenario sort of situation, but
I know, but then
I'm trying not to do a reach, right? But many times kids bleed at school, they bleed out, and you know, like HIV, it's like sometimes it's when you've got a comorbidity situations where it's HIV and the kid is maybe asthmatic or has got certain blood issues going on. I think this is information that the school kind of needs to know to be able to administer the right care when that sort of thing happens.
And then what? Put a camera on the kid?
No, I'm not saying that.
They wouldn't be able to do anything, to be honest. The kids will have to, because
I'm trying to defend your point.
No, I know, but I'm just saying if
like
they start,
kid can't bleed now because you're sick.
Yeah, because
like,
next thing kid is gonna bleed
exactly
and the teacher jumps.
Trying to fight in the 90s, bro. 90s to 2000.
Yeah,
like,
that's
when Zim was going through so much stigma for HIV and AIDS, bro. Like. Really? Like
because
worst case scenario situation.
Because while
I'm
talking,
like what I'm really talking about is really basically Archie's arguments. Like certain things, like taking your pills.
I am not one sided. I'm not black and white. I'm everywhere, bro. But what okay, I mean
so
is,
why?
No, I understand exactly why you feel like there's a need to care for the kid like that. But the minute you've got one child, teacher ajamba.
Well,
they already start feeling weird.
I think my hypothetical was a very like worst case scenario, which I don't think that will actually happen.
It was. And if something like that actually does happen in then a school, the teachers are the last people to find out because it doesn't happen in classroom.
So what do we do? We do not. So what do we do?
It must be just for the cases of the other stuff like medication.
Every school should have like a small clinic, whatever, right? So I would say maybe if they have a doc, because in uni we had a doctor and nurses, whatever. So if you have a condition, because your doctor is sworn to that, like confidentiality, whatever. Oh,
guidance and counseling, guys. Let me just say, why can't they be the custodians? Some of them are teachers. Why can't they be custodians of that information?
But they have no legal some bindings of these, to keep your information.
They do. I believe
guidance and counseling.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They do.
Because you actually
some do. Because I think every counselor has that. You can't go diverge with Anzi in Gani.
Is it like an oath or is it?
Yeah,
like it's like an oath.
Is it an
because
oath
it's like
or
a doctor.
Is it a legal thing?
It is an oath. You can't tell me that a counselor can go tell someone Kutanzi.
Counselor profession, I get you.
Guidance and counseling. People tell you stuff. In fact, actually, wait.
Mike Maniac, wait.
Even if you could the HIV status yangu and you make it public, I can sue you. If I just tell you and you tell people, I can sue you.
I don't know about that.
Now let me tell you something about this. Okay, fine. You tell me about your HIV status, you sue me. It's beyond the court case, because what you're gonna do is like this person is gonna go in jail if they go to jail. You're gonna pay for whatever Maria and Gashandisa for whatever. But what about the after effect of that? There's so much like you do not understand these things. There's so much stigma around HIV, bro. Like let's say, you know, HIV. How many of us would be like, okay, it's like flu, for example. It's just like flu.
I'm gonna keep it 100. I have been like, I think Zim, right, is one of those places where the stigma should be far much less because we, I think, one of the countries most affected. I would love,
the worst.
I know it's one of the worst, but I would think that if you haven't by now, like, gotten used to HIV being just HIV, like flu, as you're saying, I think you've got a problem. And I don't even think you should consider like flu, because I think flu is actually kind of worse sometimes. Like when you look at when they're both managed, like you get what I mean though?
Yeah.
I mean, like to me, it's almost the
here I know, there. But then so, it hasn't gotten to everyone though. South Africa is better by far. Botswana is better by far. I think Namibia, I'm not so sure, but those two countries are better. Unomune stigma. Like it's so sad. What we do.
And you want a kid.
And you want a kid. So sometimes I'm going to agree with him. This whole HIV thing, don't tell people.
Yeah, I guess. Well, anyway, let's go to the feeling stage. Like, let's go. You know, it's so cool. At least we all get to know something. Yeah. Cool.
It's your boy Maniac, and you're listening to 909 and the other guys. Really, really, though.
Really, 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 though. Okay. Let's talk about this for a second, right? Feeling station music on.
Did you pardon? Because there's a question here.
Question is, right, how important are your friends' opinions on the significant other? How much decision-making powers do they really have as far as the things that have to do with your significant other? Does it mean anything when your significant other introduces you to their friends, to their family, or not?
Can we divide that into two? Let's start with the first one.
Let's break it down. Let's break it down whichever way you want to divide.
Okay, yeah. Divide it however.
I just want to know, first of all, on the friends and opinion, is it on your choice of a significant other or an existing one already? That's
choice.
Why it would have almost gone into three.
Oh, there's
on choosing, there's on existing, and then there's that last bit.
let's move in stages. So
choice.
Let's move in choice. Like, so this nigga is making on you, or you're making on this nigga, or you're making on this girl, or whatever the case is, right? And you do you need a cosign from the homies first, or the cosign from the girls? Wait, is happening. How important is that cosign?
Why me? Okay, fine. let's see. I would say now it's not as important. I make my own decisions because I know what I like and I can judge by myself, I think. Back then, yeah. Well,
sorry.
Now he's looking so good, so.
The glow up
is there. But then now I don't care. I don't tell my friends who I'm. I only introduce I don't mind. Like,
so your friends don't do a background check on your guy? Like,
no, I do that myself.
Alright, so I don't know, like, my question is, like, so if they see, because sometimes when you're in love, you don't see some of the red flags. It really happens. So do you trust, should you trust your friends enough to tell you, listen, we know you smacked this nigga, or actually we know you smacked this girl, or whatever it is, but like,
ew.
Ew.
But I'm just saying, like, yo, do you then hold that opinion as of importance, especially when they're telling you that guy's crap?
Yes, I do, but sometimes it's all about me. Like, it's my choice. Mattered. I'm first.
Mattered when I was 15.
Yeah. Like, no. Why would you listen to other people? Make your own mistakes. Don't say kuti ninge akazonditi because...
Oh, okay, yeah. And then the guys are just trying to tell you, listen, this person dated me.
Iyo
is different. But futi kakana ndichinyanya kumfarira munhu yeyonogonongonyura. Because you know what? Why give up my happiness because you failed at it with someone?
So you would date an ex of mine?
You know what? You and I have always been agreed that we can't do that. So I cannot be attracted to anyone you have dated.
Yeah.
It has never been able to happen.
Yeah.
So if it ever does happen, you will have to forgive me and let it happen.
Okay.
I know, but I'm just saying, bro. Like, what if I give up and this is the person I could have been happy with? Like, forever after Chayo. And give it up because him makayedza mukarwa 3 months zvikatadza.
Kana takarwa 4 years.
Zvikatadza.
See? You broke her.
I don't like...
Let
listen,
it go.
I'm a very selfish sort of person. So,
that's my toy, yeah, man.
Ish, what's wrong with you?
Wow.
Like,
the way he was serious like that.
That's my toy. Like, really?
I've never really asked my homies' opinion when in regards to people I date. Because... First of all, I feel like I date, like, people I really get along with, I date really weird people, like strange people. I'm attracted to really strange people. And my most of my
Skittles.
Whoa.
I think I do. Like, yeah, of course you're weird.
You know, so the opinion, not really fair. You know what I mean? But it is like, we're still on the choice, right? So yeah, when it comes to your opinion on my people, nah. My people actually have to then. Like my person.
Though I won't like, and I see it's kind of early stages. You know what? Maybe I haven't even really marked. I'm still just talking to you. And my homie comes through, he's like, yo, but you've noticed you got such a big head though. And then you know how sometimes your friend of yours can say something, and then now all of a sudden, every time you're with that person, and I'm going to talk and do so, oh my God.
it kind of looks like Pops from the regular show. Okay, so what about when you're now in the relationship? How much should you listen to your friends?
The least. Remember when I was in my last relationship, I used to come to him a lot with issues. But then we used to fight a lot at some point. So the problem was we'd fight a lot and we'd get back together. Which is a problem because I come through to Maniac. I'm like, bruh, this hoe though. You know what? This is fucked up. I'm tired of this shit.
And then, take your side, obviously.
Exactly. And you're there like, bruh. And I explain something to you like, siyana na emunu. And then the next thing I get back to her, you're still mad.
Yeah,
what happens is you end up making your friends hate the person you're with.
Just to add on, I feel like if you actually date your person and you actually like them that much, make them part of the family. You know what I mean? If you're going to hang with your homies, whatever, make it part of the group, whatever.
But some people don't get along.
No, yeah, I did. Not like that. Not like they're supposed to be best friends. but it's just mutual respect. You know what I mean? Because they know this is your person. They see you happy with her. So definitely when they give an opinion, right, it's more like, okay, dude, I know you're mad, but really, we know you.
Yeah.
But just give me
That's where it got with Ona. At some point, it was not like, but I think up and you, I got problem.
No, that's what I'm saying. Just to keep 100. I think with Archie, more times than not, and I think he's like, I think we were really more objective than just being tribal about it. Because there are many times I'm like, too bad that didn't really work out. Yeah, anyway. And then I don't know if this is still important because our time is kind of running out. Does it mean anything when he or she introduces you to her best friend? Should that mean anything? Especially I know guys. I don't know about how girls do it.
No. But girls introduce you to your best friend on the first 3 dates.
I don't have many female friends and I don't carry them around, so.
Heesh, but man, just keep to sound chiki so I know you're not pan. Now, yeah, they already did it. There's another dude. Oh, right.
I can't comment on this.
you'll be like buddy-budding with the guy. Like, yo, check out the girl.
Funny enough.
Skittle loses all the male friends because she goes with them on dates.
Dude, I know. but it's becoming annoying now. Yeah. For me, best friend, nah. Sister, nah. Brother, no, because it was done to me so many times. I got introduced and she gave up and then nothing. So
because I'm not gonna
whatever
lie. Guys introduce side chicks as well.
At the end of the day, I didn't get nothing. Whether I get introduced, I don't give a fuck, honestly.
What about the parents?
The parents have been introduced as well.
So they ain't
nobody.
Trust me, I was introduced recently and the guy is my friend and they actually thought, what? Jim Rora Wedu. And then the guy goes, she's my best friend. And I was like, yeah, okay.
I know
for a fact that I'm the best friend. I know for a fact.
But you know
who's this guy?
But my best friend.
No, you don't know him.
Your best friend is okay.
my best friend. Huh? Can do. I don't know about you.
That guy has denied me 5 times though. What you talking about? Please.
But
we are worse than that dude in the Bible.
He doesn't.
Because this could be like a sign, right?
Yeah.
No, it's actually
I've got
not.
I'm feeling you like the guy though.
I don't anymore. I used to. That's when I got introduced to the mom, and I used to hang around his house a lot. We lived like 2 houses from each other. So I used to go and get music, come back. I wasn't doing that though.
But you know how, like, I don't know if it's an individual thing or it's just how I've always introduced people, but I don't think I've ever actually introduced someone as a girlfriend.
This is my friend.
And usually they know.
That's the normal way of doing it.
No, yeah.
So like, you're one's best friend.
I know.
No, do you know
when you know it's real? If you get there and he introduces you as a friend in English, then you know, no. You're not dating. But he goes, Ishamariang.
Because I swear, like, listen, my mom, like what she does is that when something goes on, a conversation about bae things go on, she then drops the name. I've never introduced, like, this is my girlfriend, right? But my mom knows. She's like, I'm like, mom, chill. Something like that. But anyway, yeah. So, I don't know. Girls, if you get introduced to the family, it means nothing.
It means absolutely nothing.
But if you haven't met any of his friends, it means something.
If I introduce you to my mom, it means something. I've never introduced a girl to...
I'm going to keep it 100 though. I've also never introduced. I think this is the very first. There's a certain thing about the girl. No. My situation, like, I think I wanted to know and she knows. I wanted to kind of get the hint and I think she gets the hint.
My mom is a cool mom type person. So she knows almost all my friends. So she's known other girls who are not my friends. like who have been introduced to Andrew Taura. So it's very difficult for me to be like, yeah, you know, when I introduce you to my mom, it's special. Sometimes she'll introduce herself.
It's like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so if you haven't met the friends though,
I feel like if you haven't met the dude's friends, because that's who he spends all his time with, then oh, it's scary.
And then you find out that all his friends are female, like, nah, we're just best friends. Mm. I got chick friends. I hate guys. Oh. Guys suck. Guys don't get me.
I don't know why guys don't do that. It's only always girls.
Girls, like, guys, I don't get along with
them. And Archie is looking at me.
Yeah, because I don't have female friends. I've got guy friends.
Yeah, because...
Female friends are too much. More my guys gossip a lot, so I don't get along with all of my guys, you know. Oh, yeah. So I've got chick friends instead.
Yo, Ash. They be like, yo, Ash.
They play too much FIFA
instead. The guys play too much FIFA. They cheat a lot. They drink. Hey, I don't get along with the guys.
Too much weed around.
I would pay to see anyone who says that.
Which is exactly what I'm trying to bring out the ridiculousness of how it sounds when girls say, you know, I've got more of my friends are guys. We don't...
Yeah. For me, I think it's a thing in my past that messed me up.
No, but
so.
Then it can't be you alone. There's a lot of you do that.
Hmm? Yeah, there is a lot of us. Kind. Yeah.
I don't know if girls backstab each other that bad.
Ah, they do.
We do.
One face-y, like,
it's a
gray area. Like,
I know like a guy, a friend of mine who totally itemed his girl's friend and the girl doesn't know and they're continuing just living like that.
See what
girls
I mean?
Girls ain't loyal to each other, bruh. I don't know if guys would do that to each other.
Remember in college?
Yeah.
That one girl I dated and then her cousin?
Yeah.
Who she lived with?
I bumped into her. I actually bumped into
me
her.
Me too, bruh.
And I mentioned her. Like, why don't you hang out with Archie? And she's like, no. College was the worst time in my life. Like, cause yeah, you cheated on your cousin with my friend. And she...
No, but niggas are loyal. No.
Yeah.
The niggas will come through and be like, yo, dude, like, I know you guys had a special thing, but, you know, I'm just trying, you know. Yeah. Or from the start, they're like, yo, you want a hit? Like, yeah, I want a hit. Okay. When you're done, can I just, you know.
I kind of feel like if my boy wants to hit something.
Bona is selfish.
I'm not going to lie. Like, which.
Girlfriend.
No. Even just hitting. Listen, do not get involved with anyone I have ever been involved with. Just kind of. Separate yourself, my brother.
Why?
I don't know. This is just my rules. This is how I operate.
It's like you want to practice polygamy.
You always say it is.
No, I'm just saying. Like, it's weird. Because it's weird. I'm like, so what? Were you eyeing her this whole time while I was with her? Is that what you were doing?
Come on, man.
No, for real though.
Maybe I looked at her and I thought she was better with me.
It's disloyal.
And I couldn't say it at that time.
What's disloyal?
Bro, sounds like a Zimbabwean. A few years ago, definition of treason. What is she? You said his name in a joke? Treason.
Nah, come on, just relax. But
it is just the same.
Nah, dog. Because I'm thinking like, whichever girl I'm with, you be eyeing her all the time.
It's kind of petty.
Like, bro.
You would totally and honestly date. God, you don't have chick friends, so you don't even have to worry about that.
Well, now so totally, they are lining up. I kind of.
Yeah.
No, sure ma.
But if she's pretty,
you can definitely tell that everyone's beautiful, but you're not attracted. You should. You as my friend should not be attracted to the girl that I am dating.
Yes.
You shouldn't be. Even after.
But after I know Nieta. Like, it could have been 5 years ago. Like, the people who were then is different from now. Yeah, I start talking to her and we get along.
Is it like, for life? Like, yeah. She's bad
like,
for
life? Chichimbotu Udzao.
When I die. That's when it's permissible. And only because they kind of see you as a father and your wife kind of died too and you're like, you know what? We're doing this for the kids. We're not even going to sleep together.
Jamie Foxx got me around 5 years.
Listen, Jamie Foxx, I don't know, even this is that's weird. Like,
no, but I commend him though. I like that.
What, for dating Tom Cruise's ex?
For keeping it down for five years. Sure, 5 years is not a joke.
Ah, guys, you know,
your computer almost scared me, man.
I'm not going to lie to you. I don't play those games, man.
Like,
I don't know. I just kind of feel like it's disloyal. This is just how I feel.
No, it's fine to feel that way. But, you know, as your best friend, I'm just letting you know.
Not that.
I think that's when you
see.
This is what happens.
You just be prepared. I see something coming.
It then creates a situation when if he actually likes the chick, we just do it from, you know, then 10 years down the line, I'm going to get the invite.
Like, because, you know, guys, it happens. My uncle had this really hot girlfriend.
How old is your uncle?
My uncle is, oh, he's late now, but he would have been in his 50s. I mean, these are stories.
Hot, I'm now wondering, you know, did you, like, do you like, your aunt?
I'll explain. Like, hot girlfriend. Over at Twitter, her name was cousin. But they went on to be very happy. Had beautiful kids. I got wind on my beauty page in SA. And they're still together. Who's to say my uncle would have still been with her? Maybe he would have just kept her long enough to could uphold him face with her. I mean, wakato pote sa ex wa confess ari bobo pana.
No. Ne.
Ngoda ko ne ex wa nje tsaka. This conversation can't even go far.
Because I got too many exes.
Oh. Okay. So there won't be no fight.
Maybe I'm just a little like I'm very like
what's this? Abstaining still?
Yeah.
Still on that game.
Yeah, he's still on that gay shit.
But abstaining is not gay.
No, but is it? Is like the chick here? Like
no.
Yeah, she's not. But yeah. No, but I was still. We were still on that abstinence.
What game. Is that supposed?
You guys were not tested.
You think?
As in, I don't mean HIV testing. I mean like long term. You've hung out. Yeah. You've done everything.
Maybe. Maybe. Yeah, thank you for just putting all my relationship. But maybe
listeners must know.
Hey, listen, I ain't got a problem with that. Mm. But like maybe that's just God's way of like, you know, I'm gonna keep you away from each other. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, because you know what, if you had been tested for real, these streets is bad. Oh, no, where they guys, it's this rainy weekend. It's been raining nonstop.
About 10 moms on guys. You know those situations.
Mungu tanga muri baga garaba sofa so nika goodza. The way it
guys,
goes from there.
I'm out.
Skittles. Oh, now you're getting Skittles lonely. I'm sorry, Skittles. Yeah. It happens.
Skittles, I go visualize Aripa sofa. That's why.
Listen, we've done double the time. But thank you, everyone, for coming through. Listen, you don't have to listen to this podcast all at once. Just in bits and pieces, it's fine. Can go throughout the whole week.
I went through
you're
three
saying
episodes
this on the
this
last
week,
minute.
On one day.
You went through, I don't know how you did that.
I just woke up in the morning and when I was cleaning, I started playing, and then in the end, I had gone through three by the time I got to work.
Wow, you see, listening suggestion when you're cleaning is quite easy, you see, you know. So, yeah, it's super simple. So, guys, shout out to you. Where can people find you guys on social media?
Archie Moyo on all social media platforms and blendersandbrilliance.com.
Twitter, maniac_, I think there are two underscores.
Yeah. Damn.
It maniac serious? _. Yeah, I kind of changed the handle. It was maniac_artist. And you know, a lot of people used to screw it up. So it's now at maniac_.
That's even more confusing.
Let's confuse them some more.
Exactly.
Yeah. And worse, maniac kind of has to spell his maniac. So when he leaves it like that, I don't know what he means.
Because it's like MEYNIAK. Then I don't know how many underscores he said.
Two underscores.
Yeah.
At She Is Skittles on Twitter. That's it.
Hey.
It's back again. Someone requested. So.
Ooh, was it a guy or girl?
A girl.
Are you
sex.
Interested in that guy or girl?
I'm interested in that girl.
Ooh.
She's now my best friend.
I think I know her.
Yeah, that one. She's a really nice girl.
She is. I think we should
have
her on the show.
Yeah, I think
but
I
maybe
should.
We should keep the sanctity of her. Just, I don't know.
Away.
Is she hot?
That's Skittles, he'll tell you.
I can't say what I want to say now because Nakambonzi, you talk too much.
No, I know. I think she's a lovely person.
She's a lovely person, though. I really like her.
Oh, yeah, no.
Wait.
Wait.
How can you hear this?
I'm just going to show you her. And then.
Come on, guys. She's really nice.
Or not? Woo! Wait, I don't already knew. You know, sign me up for that episode.
You know,
damn.
Right. Obviously, unsigned, you know.
Maniac knows it. Unsign me up from this episode.
No, but I'm saying so. Yeah, so you can make your own like observation of what you think of her.
She's very pretty. She's right. very pretty. Is that like a tank top?
I don't know, bro. So anyway, so guys, online, every platform on online, check you guys out next week. Thank you very much for listening.
Bye. And now. Capital 263.